Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And Larry and I got an update on what's going on. And I guess there's a tremendous amount going on. And Larry just told me that Loretta Lynch, or whatever her name is, was calling for, actually, street riots, and I think she made a statement, didn't she, Larry, about blood in the streets? It's about time to have some blood. That's really a call to sedition, and yet nothing's being done.
Well, it is, Stuart, and this Fox News was carrying the story a while ago on her call for the left to come into the streets and do whatever it takes. Now, that's kind of open-ended, but whatever it takes could also be and include in the street civil war.
Well, she's an ex-U.S. Attorney General calling for riots and blood in the streets, which means total violence. These people are going insane, but what I guess my take on this is, what's really going on behind the scenes? Because even coming out and say that and advocating it, at one time would have been called sedition. She would have been arrested and, you know, at least detained and highly questioned. Nothing. No, they don't do anything. So what's your take on why they're not doing anything? I'm just kind of curious about this. And I'm wondering if we're not being played, that's all.
I'm kind of interested in the recent reports by Augusto Perez, who said, well, he actually said about almost 2 weeks ago now that if the Trump administration doesn't get a handle on this or arrest these people or somehow come out hard against this, what's really a communist coup that's in play, if they do not, that they will not survive another 3 months, if that. Now, I believe Augusto, from the historical data that he was a witness to, knows how that works, and I would say that's probably very accurate. Now, also, Alex Jones recently came out a couple of days ago and said that the lifetime of the Trump administration, if they don't do something, is very, very short. And there's more of them beginning to talk at now about Trump may be limited in his time if they cannot get a handle on this or actually get some kind of control over this communist coup. This communist coup is in motion. I mean, Stuart, I know you and I, a lot of people think we're just a little bit off beam or something talking like this. But if you sat back and you watched very closely and you said you had the planks of a communist takeover, and we're right at the brink of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's 45 planks, and they only got two or three left. And they're getting ready to, well, they're in the process now of destabilization. And, of course, this is one of the reasons they're undermining Donald Trump. And this bugging thing in his tweet, I think they know him personally, or they know what his personality is, let's put it that way. And so they poke him, and possibly he knows exactly what he's doing, and sometimes I think he does know exactly what he's doing, and he's kind of baiting them and throwing out a stake, and they all jump for it, and then he knows who's who and what's really going on. Now, Comey, for example, has turned his back on Trump, but I haven't noticed Trump saying to Comey, "You're fired," which he has the right to do and actually should do.
Well, that's right? Exactly right. Yeah, we're watching all of this in play. And what's interesting, too, is a new Barry Rothman Torah code that just came out.
Yeah, let's get into that a bit. I got to scroll down for it. But, yeah, you want to read those. Okay, now this is a quote by Barry, and this is relatively new, right? And it's Obama wiretap president for a crime sin Trump president. Now, how does he interpret that? Has he said in this? I didn't read it other than to look at the code.
Yeah, there's a little more code. If you scroll down just a little more, after a double wrap, he finds the word impeachment.
Oh, yes. No value of assigned for impeachment, but it's there. So what is he, how is he interpreting this? That Obama did, in fact, wiretap while he was president and committed a crime against President Trump. That's the way I would read that. Is that pretty accurate, do you think?
That's pretty much how it reads. And then, the, of course, impeachment dovetails into the matrix. And what he wrote was, he said, Obama is likely guilty of wiretap against Trump, said convicting him of a crime will be difficult. And basically, he went off in search of this matrix from Trump accusing Obama of the wiretap. And apparently, according to the Tor code, if you take all of the dots and connect them together, it appears that Obama apparently was connected with the wiretrap, because they're on the same sentence. Obama and wiretrap are together, and he was president at the time, so that's the other one, and for a crime. And Trump, president, that's the one on the victim, the receiving end of the wiretrap, and also impeachment. So that's what he says, that the accusation appears to be valid according to the Torah codes, and however, conviction of that crime will be difficult, and we can understand why. You see what we're dealing with you know, Republicans, Democrats, the leftists, the whole communist coup that's in play.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, though, about Donald. Now, Trump is a well-established businessman, and he runs a large company. And corporate espionage and keeping of secrets of what you're doing and all of that are, you know, that's commonplace. So I can't believe that Trump doesn't know that, you know, the chances of him being surveilled, surveillance of some type or another, that he would have his Trump Tower and other meeting places swept for bugs quite frequently, wouldn't he? So he's got to know, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know, Stuart, because Drudge Report today, one of the headlines was a CNN spy cam aiming at the, you know, central meeting place there in the, you know, the Oval Office.
Yeah, I can't. And, when I saw that, I couldn't figure out why they didn't lower the curtains, or if they have them, or if they don't have them, they better go get them.
Well, you often wonder, and you asked a good question, Stuart. You said, is it by chance? And I've heard a number of intel people come out today, some you could probably bet on, and they think that Trump has somehow baited the left into all of this to draw all his enemies out into the open. And, you know, you mentioned that. You said, is he baiting, or has he set a trap? And I think it may take a few more days to find out, but we're headed, though, into it. Absolute crisis, and when the bots say mid-March, chaos, we're almost there.
Yeah, not only chaos in the streets, but the bots are also talking about general chaos everywhere. they're not, how do I say, they're not averse to the fact that there's going to be major economic chaos as well. And things are not going to go good for the American people, according to the bots. And they've been extremely accurate. Go ahead.
Well, you know, if we don't even use the bots, people may wonder, those that have watched a few episodes of Homeland, that the most recent Homeland season was delayed almost a year for the election to get over with before they were allowed to show their current Homeland season. And interestingly, if you look at the scenario on the Homeland season, the intel agencies, CIA especially, actually began a coup against the incoming president-elect and began surveillance and wiretrapping, listening to all conversations, video watching of the president-elect and her advisors and all of them, spying on them. And this is all going down in a Homeland season that was before the election that they wouldn't let them play. So do we look back now and say, wow, the bots is good, but boy, Homeland, they knew something.
Well, it's like the movies. The movies are really, I think, the elite's way of letting people know in many, many cases, not all cases, obviously, but in many cases, of what's coming, of what they have in technology, of what they know. And they leak it through the movies to their fellow travelers of the night, and so that everybody's sort of briefed, so to speak. It's kind of like the movie Deep Impact, where the food was marked for Puerto Rico, where they had the impact event. You remember that prophecy guy, the older gentleman that had prophesied that an impact event would occur off Puerto Rico. Now, just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean it won't happen. It seems as though these people know what is coming, and, of course, we're notoriously wrong on dating. That seems to be a common bad factor, but the actual events, it's kind of like the bots where they, whatever they say is coming, they might put a date on it that's totally wrong, but eventually you find that it really does arrive. And they are forecasting a collapse in the economy, a bad one. And it's not very far off. And, of course, we do have that, what do they call that, where they raise the debt ceiling and then they put a limit on it, and that's due on the 15th of March.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that could cause a lot of economic chaos. And I've seen many, many items where they're, I guess you could call them the rogues, the people that are not in with the liars of mainstream media, that are warning that this economic system is very fragile, and that one Monday morning, most likely on a Monday, you'll wake up and all the banks will be closed, the ATMs will be closed, and you won't have any money. And, in fact, Cliff High of the bots was talking about that very thing, that this is coming, and it's just a question of exactly when it's going to get here. So maybe a lot of this is diversionary to keep people, diversion is the art of war, is diversion. And maybe a lot of this is a diversionary tactic and a bait tactic by Trump. We don't really know, because we don't know who Obama is and we don't know who Trump is, not really. Nobody's ever been able to find out anything about Obama. I mean, the people in Europe know he was born in wherever over there, but it seems like the American people don't know that.
Yeah, Kenya.
What do you think?
I don't think they want to know that. Yeah, it's almost like the American people don't want to hear the truth. It hurts their ears so bad they can't hear for days after the truth spoke, you know. But, I think you're exactly right. And I find it ironic that you were mentioning on the last program we had with you and I and Randy Yarbrough, you were telling people you better finish off stocking your shelves, you know, have you some water set aside, have you some food set aside, have a little cash. Be ready. And then, ironically, the last few days I've seen advertisements on Fox, I believe it's ready.gov or something like that, that are advertising and telling people right now to have you supplies set aside. They're even mentioning have an emergency plan, have a family plan. And so they're just they're echoing what you and I've been talking about for a number of years, but really you brought out in the last program.
Well, you know, with Randy's comments about what's going on in agriculture, and now we're moving into a time of, how do we say, very erratic weather. Now, you were telling me on the phone, was it today or yesterday, that nobody's planted down your way? That's south. They should be in the fields already.
No, they're not at all. Not at all in the fields. And you know, we're almost approaching middle March. And does that mean that we're going to be late in planting and maybe not even have a, harvest? Holly and Stan, you know, have really called on people and telling them about this, what you call a stealth famine. And they're telling people, hey, this is coming. And with all of the ocean products and foods and et cetera, and overseas, you know, a lot of South America that we get a lot of our fruits and things from, they're having a horrible time with floods and earthquakes and really crazy weather there too.
Yeah, and I don't think people realize what's really going on. If you don't look at it from a global perspective, you just look at it from your local weather, you would probably not think that, well, maybe, you know, we're getting a little odd stuff here and there, but for the most part, everything is normal. But it's when you collectively go throughout the world, you find out that everything is way abnormal, and it just hasn't caught up to America just yet, but it's coming. And so I don't know. I just think this this whole thing is we're getting a hit on the political, economic, earth changes, war, rumors of war, just like the Bible says. We're closing in on some bad, bad things. And I don't know what to tell people and prepare as best as you can. And the Lord has to do the rest of it. Getting back to this Bible code, that specifically does mention Obama, doesn't it? Like Trump said, it was Obama himself, basically in his tweet, that had probably ordered the bug. Now, they're all screaming bloody murder, no trouble, no president can do that. Well, Loretta Lynch met with Clinton secretly, and you can't tell me they were talking about the grandkids. So,
well,
this sounds
at the same
to me
time,
like...
Stuart, yeah. Who did Loretta Lynch work for? Who was her direct authority? It was Barack Obama.
Well, the other thing I don't quite understand is why the American people can't figure out that a lot of this clandestine spying and wiretapping and surveillance is done without any warrants whatever. They just go do it. And so there might not be a paper trail, but in this case, maybe there is. I know the media, as far as I can see, says there actually is a paper trail where it started. And then in October, they went back and got another, a warrant to do this. What do you think?
That's the information that I got. And as a matter of fact, Mark Levin came on last night, and he says the evidence that Trump was wiretapped was overwhelming, and that the Democrats are really trying to cover all of that wiretrapping and spying on Trump and his people up by using this Russia story as a great cover and a smokescreen. And when you look at it from an angle, you can really see that is happening. But, you know, he brought up and listed a number of things, including a lot of the New York Times who are against Trump. But they were laying out already some time back information leaking out of, like, NSA, et cetera, telling them about the wiretapping and the FISA court orders. And, you know, that's evidence. That's not rumor. That's evidence. And so,
well, they got proof of a number of taps that Obama himself did order.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's an interesting thing I want to get your opinion on it. This is from an article. As promised by our DHS, Department of Homeland Security insider, FBI Anonymous resurfaces. Information on Obamagate and a spring purge. Maybe this is what this is about. This is David Steele, and he's been on this, and he says, thank you for talking with us. What do you think of Trump's allegations against Obama? Answer, in the words of the Carpenters, it's only just begun. So was Trump wiretapped, as our DHS insider and Robert Steele suggests? Yes. Why? Answer, wrong question. Okay, by whom? Answer, Trump Tower was bugged by more than just our intelligence community. What? Could you elaborate? Answer, the British, the Israelis. In the fullness of time, much will be revealed. Why the Brits? Answer, the same reason as the Israelis. Trump is a threat to the deep state. The deep state is a threat to Trump. Globalists are the population's beekeepers. They harness the energy. They harness the honey. It's controlled oppression. So why do you and other insiders leak to us and others? Because once in a while, a bat needs to be taken to the beehive. So you want to see the bees swarming? In a manner of speaking, we leak so that the people may have just outrage, and that word just means righteous outrage, and demand a just result. The people outnumber the government 300-1. It's a numbers game. We expect high-level arrests to happen weeks ago, but we discovered the beekeepers had interfered at the highest levels. There is an internal war within our government, as many now know. The shadow state is like a vampire facing dawn. They do not go easily into sunlit areas. So why did the Israelis bug Trump? Answer, the same reason they keep close tabs on Jared Kushner. That's Trump's son-in-law, right, Larry?
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Who I fully expect would be let go by Trump soon. There is too much liability with Kushner. Kushner has pressure from the Israeli lobby, and Trump knows he is a delivery boy for AIPAC, A-I-P-A-C, whatever that is. The Israelis
That's the American.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's the American. That's the big American Jewish organization that Netanyahu always talks to when he's over here.
Okay, yep, okay. The Israelis bugged Trump because they were concerned about Bannon, America First, the possibility with a Trump win, they would see their foreign aid cut, which, by the way, is actually going to happen. Then he says, what do you think of David Seaman? Is he a Mossad asset? Answer, never heard of him. Well, how do you think this is all going to play out? We are entering a time of political purge, the likes of which has not been seen for decades, if not centuries. Trump has the evidence he needs to launch an investigation into a myriad of D.C. collusions. He must concentrate on the communications between Lynch, Bill Clinton, Obama, and Brennan. He needs to get serious with the pedophilia investigation, because he can bring down his enemies in one fell swoop. McCain, Graham, Obama, Bill Clinton, and so on. His greatest tools include the Weiner file titled Life Insurance, which has names, dates, photos, and videos, and the Epstein videos captured by the NSA when they were delivered to Israeli intelligence. But his greatest tool is the collective rage of the people. Trump must prosecute Pedogate. The relationship between Schumer and Weiner must be explored. It may lead to some stunning climaxes, if you excuse the pun. So maybe this is true. Maybe this is what's really going on.
Well, it could be, Stuart, and at the same time, though, it makes us really be, this is happening in a very dangerous moment because, Stuart, if they have this great fear that he has access to this data, and I've heard that he does, does that mean that they are going to back off a little, or does that mean they are going to accelerate their bringing down of Trump and his administration in great chaos?
Well, why would Loretta Lynch, as I mentioned, who is actually an attorney general, ex-attorney general, be calling for her communist buddies to take to the streets in a violent protest or whatever it takes? Well, when you use the word whatever it takes, you're probably talking about gunfire and going hot. That's probably her polite way of saying, let's take this communist coup where we have here and let's go hot with it.
Then that would mean, Stuart, that they are going to accelerate their program of bringing down Trump, and it will be a coup now, and it'll be dangerous, and the people need to prepare their families for some difficult times ahead. We also at the same time may wind up having our own Arab Spring, but not called that. It may be a different kind of spring of chaos, just as the Muslim Brotherhood used in Egypt to bring down Mubarak.
Well, yeah, I have read several places where they're talking about a coming Arab Spring, and of course that's a coup, and it's seditious, it's treasonous. Again, we get back to the question, is Trump just biding his time, flushing out everything that he can before he hits them hard? Now, I've heard several deals where they think Trump really is going to come out on top of this thing and that everything they're doing is going to backfire on him. What do you think? Do you think there's a chance that this is actually going to backfire?
Well, it depends on how heavy the hand of the Lord is behind him. I think that's the main factor that everyone's pretty much overlooking. You know, the unseen hand in the background, and I'm not talking about the New World Order. I'm talking about a higher authority.
Yes.
What is the, you know, it'll be up to that higher authority on how wide this window is.
Yeah, the God factor is something they never really do take into account. Here's another headline. Jeff Sessions has the names of the intelligence community leakers. Some fellow, Joseph DeGenova, a former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia under Reagan, has spoken privately to his sources at the CIA, who have confirmed that the names of the intelligence officials that have been leaking all of this information to the Washington Post, New York Times, illegally sharing classified documentation with the media, has been now turned over to the Department of Justice Attorney General Jeff Sessions. So they evidently know who all these people are. So, yeah, I don't know. The American people don't seem to realize we are really right in the deep. This is a deep state communist operation to bring in the New World Order. But we know, here's the puzzle, Larry. We know from the scriptures that so-called New World Order, whatever you want to call it, Antichrist rising, it doesn't matter what you call it, does say that God's people are interned in the camps. You'll find that in Jeremiah, where they're rounded up and they will not let them go. Now, in order for that to happen, if Trump is who he says he is, it can't be Trump that would do it. Right?
Correct. That's correct. If he's Cyrus, Cyrus wouldn't have done it.
Yes. So that must mean that somebody else gets into power, which would then verify some of the things you've heard, that Trump's stay in power is not going to be that long. Maybe he cleans their clock, but they take him out one way or another. because the Bible is very, very clear. Jeremiah is very clear about the roundup, and he's also been very, very clear about ruler against ruler, which we're right in the middle of at this point.
And the complication, Stuart, is how much will Trump affect the Middle East, Jerusalem, Israel, et cetera, including a possible war with Iran or other wars? If that window is going to be loaded with stuff to do, if it's a short window. But I do expect, though, because he's keeping it kind of undercover right now, the operations in Jerusalem are being done. There are people there now implementing things and you know, working things out that we're not hearing on the news. And so there is a move towards the Middle East for changes, and we're just having to sit back and watch. But the confusion and all the troubles in America are keeping all the Americans busy. And I don't know, Stuart. I can see why Art Bell said it's pretty hard to get the American people off the cap to change a channel from a really bad movie.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. We'll just lay there on the couch and not get up to change it. But he's very, I think that comment was very, very accurate, because it doesn't seem to matter what's going on. And let's move on to something else. This Planet Nine business. Now, you mentioned something about the sun has now tilted, that scientists are now saying. We knew the entire solar system was being kind of tilted, but now the sun has gone with it?
That's the report. I watched some of the report today, and I sent you a copy of it. It was Caltech. The Caltech people put on the presentation, and they are claiming that something has caused the sun itself to even tilt. And so not only is the solar system tilted a little, but also, and it could be, you know, you talk about the gravity waves, you know, super mm-hmm. waves, all these kind of things happening. Our environment, you know, on Earth is hard enough. Matter of fact, in America, it's tough enough right now. Our environment is changing around us so quickly. But our whole solar system, our whole universe is in a flux of change.
Yeah. Yeah, which is what the bots are now reporting on big time, that all of this is going to affect the Earth changes and everything else. And the sun has been rather anomalous both ways. So, and these huge, huge coronal holes that are developing. Have you heard any more, though, about this? Well, we got Planet Nine, but is that also possibly the same thing as this new star with the seven planets? Are we being played again by the powers that be? Is this all a disguise for the incoming so-called destroyer?
Well, it certainly could possibly be. You know, any of the recent releases of information about any type of solar system or objects or collection of planets or et cetera, we really don't know who they're referring to. You know, just like the, you know, Planet Nine was originally an old black and white movie. It was an old sci-fi movie from years and years and years ago, and they drug it out of mothballs and brought Planet Nine forward to our time and began to talk about a large dwarf planet or something. And, you know, we know that was a cover. And so also all of these other reports could be covers for the destroyer and its entourage.
Yeah. Well, according to the scriptures, we should be seeing the red dragon, so to speak, which we know has to be the destroyer from an astronomical point of view. Sometime probably in October, November, somewhere in there, because we have the star sign that is a very important sign on September 23rd, 2017, which is trumpets, and then immediately thereafter we read about this great fiery red dragon, which has obviously come through before, because the Chinese are deal with the dragon at great length. So we know there's a tie-in between folklore and the reality of astronomical events. So this, it seems odd to me that we're getting these reports now of this planet with the seven signs of, you know, they're Earth-type planets and probably have life on them. It's almost like we're being set up for the arrival. And, of course, you have Zechariah Sitchin and the Anunnaki coming in with this destroyer, I think. I think it's just one of the planets. Well, what's your take on that? It just seems like we're being set up.
Well, it's very interesting because of the fact that, you know, we actually on the last program, I think, talked about the Torah code on TRAPPIST-1, which is actually the red dwarf star with the seven planets that they're claiming are Earth-like, you know. That's incredible, you know, the data, you know, all involved, and, you know, it leans towards our time frame. And of course, we're talking about in the direction of Orion, and that seems to have a lot of implications, even biblically.
Yes.
I wanted to bring this up for a moment, though. Skywatch TV just put a really important post out, and I know you saw another Antarctica video, I guess yesterday or today, but Skywatch TV, Tom Horn says, "Forget mammoths. We could bring back the empire of the Fifth Watcher and Nephilim trilogy." Said, "Are we talking Jurassic Park?" And he also reports that Dr. Michio Kaku, which we're all familiar with, is now talking on the clones of the Nathanderol or dinosaur-based genomes. And you know, if they're talking about it now, what is it they always say? They've been doing it for years.
Yes. Yeah, if they bring it out, they've been involved in it for a long, long time. But it seems like we're being set up. Now, I'm sure you've seen this. Bizarre megaship captured by space station camera before the NASA dims the feed. The bots, I don't know if a lot of people are familiar with it. I don't even know if I read it. But the bots said in one of their predictions that there's going to be a space cruiser that flies by the Earth. It's kind of like a vacation ship, you know, where they cruise around on the oceans. That this is going to be a space cruiser filled with people that are going to be watching what's going on Earth. And here we have this bizarre megaship captured by space station cameras. So I guess one of my questions is, where in the world is Cliff High getting all of this stuff?
Well, what's so interesting also, Stuart, you know, we've talked a number of times about Sarcher Fall and other people and who they really are connected to, you know. But at the same time, the same question is really very good at who's Cliff High and what's his bots and why are they so accurate? Why do they talk about things that seem to really happen and sometimes very quickly? You know, you wonder, and you also wonder the connections, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, we see the same thing with the Torah codes. Of course, we link the Torah to the Bible, and we link it back. But then again, you know, when we read the Torah codes and Cliff High's bots and some of the other data, it all seems to be in harmony, so to speak.
Yeah, I think it is, and that's what makes me wonder. Of course, this could be part of the Lord's dealings of the strong delusion, and, you know, that we're just one of many, many planets, and these guys are coming to visit and going to help us out. You mentioned the cloning in the Tom Horn book. Dr. Peter Beter, which I've talked about before, said cloning of humans, not just animals, but humans, had been going on for, well, 30 years now or more. And what interested me with that one is the use of the word lab in what was revealed by the military down there. The military is moving vast amounts of hardware down to very deep elevators in their control at their sector, and they had these 18 to 20 feet tall Nephilim, numbering four dozen, had broken out. But they used the word lab when they talk about this. And a lab would indicate the cloning. So it would appear that they are cloning Nephilim. Now, this is military. So is it possible that they would be cloning Nephilim or the giants for military purposes?
Well, Stuart, what's so interesting there is Tom Horn's article that came out with Skywatch TV says clearly, forget the mammoths. Because, see, the plan was, publicly they were going to clone mammoths. He said, forget the mammoths. He was talking about the Nephilim and, the genomes of the dinosaurs and the creation that we could accomplish through that process. Now, what's interesting, this all seems to be dovetailing back into a book Tom Horn wrote a number of years ago. Matter of fact, it's one of his first books, I think, called The Armand Gate, which clearly indicated that military had deep labs around the world. They were cloning Nephilim giants, and they are also putting tracking devices within these giants, and they were going to use them for their own purposes. But these giants, they don't work well. They don't play well with humanity, and they break out. And so is that what has happened in Antarctica? It makes you wonder.
Sure does, yeah. I mean, 18 to 20 feet tall, these are not little dudes that you'd want to meet on a late night. Let's put it that way. And they're probably fairly ugly in their temperament, I would imagine. So... But it is kind of interesting that the word lab was used, and we know there's all kinds of underground labs everywhere. And so it doesn't surprise me at all when you go back into what Dr. Peter Beter has said, and where did Tom Horn get his information from? Remember the movie Myst?
Yeah,
well, there was
absolutely
an insider. Yeah, there was an insider. You never know. These guys, there's no way to vet this stuff, really. But more than one have said that they are cloning huge spiders and all kinds of stuff that they intend to release when the time is right. And, of course, Satan is behind all of this eventually. He can't make anything of his own, so he has to kind of replicate it or duplicate it somehow. But it does look like all of this stuff is now coming together, along with bad weather, wars, rumors of wars. The American government is imploding upon itself. And we have the references of a breakup of the various sections of the nation, just break away from Washington. And that may be when Obama tries to seize power again, if it is Obama. So I guess we just have to wait. Anything else you want to bring up quickly?
I was just going to bring up Stephen Kuntz's book that we talked about, and that's exactly
yep.
what that book was all about, Obama seizing power under the name Barry Satoro in the fiction novel. But however, we
mm-hmm.
saw the beginning of a breakup of portions of the country away from Washington when that occurred.
Yeah, in California's. California is obviously talking in that direction already. Not that that might not be a bad idea, I guess, if California were to split off. Anyway, how do the people reach you before we close out?
Well, the quickest way is my blog, LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org.
Well, folks, we are very, very close to something very, very bad going down. So if you're not prepared, do the best you can. Rice, oatmeal, stuff like that will keep you alive. May not be the best, but to keep you alive. And this is going to get real serious real quick. And I hope people just, take care about that. Anyway, thank you. And we probably be on Wednesday, can't promise it, but I think we will be. Anyway, good night. Thanks for listening.